Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
The recent bank failure, along with wild swings in the market and rising interest rates, have many pre-retirees and retirees running for the hills. Come on back down. Today, we'll cut through the noise and calm the fears.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. This is Financial Safari. I'm consumer advocate Steve Sorrell. Joining me today, Derek Hewitt. Derek has been helping folks for a number of years, more than 10 years, and with Northern Alliance Financial. Northern Alliance Financial is the company. NAfinancialadvisors.com is the website. Hi, Derek. What's going on?
Hey, Steve. Steve, I'm doing good. How are you?
Very, very well. Thank you. And so we're going to kind of dig into some things here. I mean, everybody's talking about this SVB thing, and I got to believe your clients are asking questions. How is this, or does this, will this affect me?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, it's hard for them not to have concerns. You know, I try to alleviate some of those concerns, through our conversations, but you know, all the stuff you're seeing on the news, you know, amplifies everything and it's just everywhere. And, you know, it's not a great thing. And there are some things that we'll talk about today, which aren't so great. But yeah, it's certainly something that I've heard from a lot of clients. You know, is this going to affect me? You know, what have we done to alleviate some of this or, you know, those sort of things?
So, Derek, in your opinion, what happened? What precipitated all this?
Well, you know, the whole SVB fiasco really... You know, first of all, the thing I tell my clients is that this was a bank that was more catered towards hedge fund and, you know, startups.
Sure.
You know, and so that was most of their clientele. And so the way a bank works, you know, you deposit money and they loan that money out and they, you know, that's some of the ways they collect profit. There are also other ways as well. But that way, it doesn't really work well for them because most of their clients are hedge funds and startups flush with cash. So one of the ways that they were, you know, earning a profit or, you know, through interest at the bank was through bonds, purchasing 10-year treasuries, which are very stable. You know, so it's a stable investment. The problem is that with the Fed's raising the interest rates, it causes those bond values to fall. And that's only an issue if you don't hold the bond to maturity. And so the issue was that a lot of the clientele of that bank decided they wanted to take money out because they knew about their investments and were concerned. And, you know, I don't have an exact number, but it was billions and billions of dollars that were to be withdrawn and they just didn't have it. And so what happened is the SVB, the Silicon Valley Banking, had to, sell these 10-year treasuries at a loss because obviously interest rates going up, they're not worth the same. And that caused this whole thing that we're dealing with. And, you know, they were over invested in that area.
Sure.
And that's clear.
Well, it's kind of funny because this is really, this is what's played out in that Christmas movie, It's a Wonderful Life, right?
I mean, yeah.
You've got George Bailey. Well, here, let's listen.
I was just talking to old man Potter, and he's guaranteed cash payments to the bank. The bank's going to reopen next week.
But, George, I got my money here.
Did he guarantee this place?
I'll take mine now. No, but you're thinking of this place all wrong, as if I had the money back in a safe. The money's not here.
Money's not here, right? But that really drives the point home about what happened and how it did happen.
Yeah, it was certainly... It had an amplifying effect across all the markets. And, you know, I think a lot of folks don't really have to worry as much because this is a very specific situation. Obviously, the government or the FDIC had to come in. They had to, you know, a lot of the depositors had well over the $250,000 that was insured. And, you know, they guaranteed these things for them. So everyone's getting made whole. But it did have a little bit of a ripple effect. And we're still seeing some things now. Most people understand, but some don't, that, you know, the bank, they have very little of the actual money that you put in the bank sitting there for you to withdraw, you know, and so that's clear now.
Yeah, we're right. Exactly. Yeah. And it's not like Fort Knox where you, you know, go through a big safe and there's all the gold, right?
Yeah, not
I
mean, at all.
I don't know if their money's there too, but...
No, they're taking your money and they're making more money. And just if they make the right investments and safe investments, then things are good. But, you know, they were overinvested in a investment that isn't the best place to be when Feds are raising interest rates.
Well, okay, let's get a different take on this. And we're going to hear from Mike Kantrowitz. He is the chief strategist at Piper Sandler, and he's got some thoughts.
The lagged effects of all of these policy tightenings from central banks, from commercial banks, and from inflation create the conditions for problems to happen. And so I think, you know, this is one of several problems that we're going to be seeing down the road. Most of these are due to higher interest rates. Historically, problems arise, the big problems arise when job losses occur, which unfortunately is a typical byproduct of the lagged impact of higher rates. So, you know, our message to investors has been for quite some time now to be quite defensive and conservative. And that we still believe we're in a bear market, and investors shouldn't get too complacent on this idea that the economy is anywhere near recovering on a global basis.
All right, good to know. What do you think? What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, you know, if you listen to the smartest economists, they've all got a different idea of where we are. Are we still in a bear market? Are we out of it? Are we heading for a recession? I mean, most agree that we're probably going to go into a recession at some point. Maybe not a very deep recession, but a mild recession. But raising the interest rates does have a domino effect across the market. And this is one of the things that, that's happening. But, the odd thing is, Steve, is that with all this going on, you know, you saw the market drop pretty significantly over a few different days. But then it went right back up, including, today. It's another good day. And, they got bailed out. And, people are looking at how long or how much more are the Feds going to raise these interest rates? And so some thoughts here are that, I think it's pretty much priced in that the next rate, that comes up here is about a 25 basis point rate hike. But, some are saying they may not raise it at all. And so that's why you're seeing the market, do well.
Okay.
It's about trying to predict what's going to happen.
Oh, well, so let's talk about the FDIC and the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. Our accounts are insured for $250,000, but SVB Bank, a lot of them had more than $250,000, and they're getting reimbursed for all of it. Is that a precedent that's being set, and is that a good thing?
Well, I mean, yes, to answer your question, there's most of the depositors, I would imagine, have much more than that, because you're talking about hedge funds that are flush with cash, that have plenty of money in there, well over that. I think one of the things that's happening is that they're trying to stop this ripple effect from happening. And it sort of is a bailout, right? Because that's what's happening here. And you're seeing this happen with some other banks too, where, competitor banks are coming together to put money into their competitors, because even though they're competitors, if that bank falls, then it affects everybody. And so you're kind of seeing this happen. And I mean, I'm not surprised that they're doing this, not at all.
So how do you know how do we know that our money is safe? I mean, is it just the FDIC as long as it's in a bank or wherever it is that's insured?
Yeah, that's a lot of people have questions about, what that actually means. And so the $250,000 is, it's per person, okay, per institution, per ownership category. So you might have $250,000 in your savings account. Okay, well then that's the limit that you're going to be protected through the FDIC. But if you've got another IRA with the same bank for another $250,000, well, that's going to be a different ownership category, and so that's going to be another limit. So you'll be protected on both, but anything over that, you're not going to be. And this is, I have plenty of clients. I know plenty of people that have more than $250,000 in the bank. So it does cause some concern for people. And I've certainly heard a lot from investment and clients that, have more than that. Mm-hmm. How am I protected? And, the protection that we have is a little bit differently. It's insured up to over 100 million. So, I don't have anybody meeting that threshold, but there are plenty of institutions and banks that have different levels of protection that people should be aware of. And so you just got to read the fine print and ask the questions where you are.
Absolutely. And, so would it be wise then if you had more than $250,000 to maybe kind of find a couple other banks to put it in?
It wouldn't be a bad thing at all. And first of all, when you're talking about, maybe you've got some CDs in this bank or some in another bank, and, it would be a good idea to spread the risk out a little bit. A lot of our clients, we typically try not to keep too much in cash or too much liquid, because at the same time, it's good to have that emergency fund. But above and beyond that, you're really losing money. And so I don't technically have a lot of clients that have more than $250,000 sitting in their checking or savings, unless it's needed for business purposes and things like that. And that's sure. a whole different story. But yeah, it certainly makes sense to spread things out and diversify a little bit. And, you know, if you are going to keep a bigger amount of cash, which people are tending to do these days because of the market and the concerns, then yeah, I mean, it's not going to hurt to spread that out. It's only going to benefit you if something were to happen.
I mean, that's a real graphic way of saying, don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that holds true with most things, right?
Right. Exactly. Well, Derek, tell you what, we need to take a quick break, but let's go ahead and invite folks to call, get on the calendar. I know we've got some spots and you specifically have some spots on the calendar.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life. And also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, folks, this is it. A great opportunity for you to put a financial roadmap together. A practical financial review is what we're talking about. All the extras along with it, the portfolio analysis, the Social Security analysis, all of that, no cost, no obligation, starts with a phone call. 833-856-1384. It's a comprehensive financial review. You'll see where you are today, but more importantly, it does become that roadmap that can help get you to where you need to be. In short, you've got nothing to lose. 833-856-1384. Again, 833-856-1384. We are going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with a lot more here on Financial Safari with Derek Hewitt.
Do this, don't do that, but whatever you do, plan. Retirement is all about the plan, and without one, you could face some serious regrets. We've targeted some of the biggest retirement mistakes and offer some tips to help you avoid them. We'll be right back.
How's the market doing?
It's fine.
How's the market doing now?
The same as it was 5 seconds ago.
Stop worrying about market volatility. A good retirement plan will keep you from panicking. Get that solid retirement plan with lifetime income and protection from retirement pitfalls. Call Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384.
Welcome back. This is Financial Safari with Derek Hewitt. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Derek, of course, an associate of an independent fiduciary at Northern Alliance Financial. Northern Alliance Financial is the company. NAfinancialadvisors.com is the website. Go ahead and check that out. And so, Derek, I know you're way younger than I am, but so when I say do this, don't do that, do you know the rest of it?
You know what? Do this, don't do that. What is it? Can't you read the signs?
Exactly.
Something like that.
Yeah. Right. Do you remember that?
No. I've heard it before. But
sure.
Yeah.
Well, it came out. It was a big hit in 1971. Which I mean, you know, that's our audience, right?
I'm in 82, so yeah. It was a little before me.
Yeah. A little before you. Yeah. Yeah. I was right in the throes of it for me. I'm sure with a lot of baby boomers out there. So let's talk about this. Some regrets, and I guess this is a long list, Derek, but I'm thinking that you've probably heard a lot of these or hear these on a regular basis, and not necessarily in any order, but to me, the top of the list has got to be the plan. We've got a plan.
Yeah. You know, failing to plan is a recipe for disaster, because you got to put something in place. And so the problem that some people have is they feel that it's too late to start doing things. You know, maybe they're closer to retirement or in retirement. But it's never too late to put a plan together. And I say that all the time. I mean, the earlier the better, obviously. Mm-hmm. But even if we plan well ahead of time, there's no perfect plan. You got to make changes to the plan because life can throw you curveballs, and it will. And you've got to be able to adjust and make changes. And so putting a plan in place is a good starting point.
Yeah. And one of the things that I think people have to realize, and I guess maybe we do, but when it comes to planning for retirement, we've got to think of longevity and longevity risk. I mean, we're living longer.
Yeah. It's one of the things that's happening. And, you know, it's weird because the life expectancy went down, but it really truly didn't. It was during COVID, there were a lot of, so it kind of skewed the numbers a little bit, but yeah, people are living longer and, people, medications and, technology in the healthcare field have, done a lot to help to preserve life. And so because of that, running out of money can be a very big concern for most people. And in fact, I would say a good amount of people that I have that come in, especially from our workshops, that's one of their biggest concerns because you don't want to run out of money. And if you do run out of money and you're, let's just say you're in your mid 80s, it's kind of tough at that point to really, make a lot of changes or pull in extra income to be able to supplement things. It's a little bit too late. And so you want to make sure you don't end up in that situation.
Sure. Well, yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Of course not.
Let's talk diversification. We talk about it, I think, every week in some way, shape, or form. But we do have to be diversified, and that means different things to different people. What does it mean to you in terms of helping someone get to retirement?
Yeah. So to be diversified certainly does have different meanings for different people. But for me, and when I sit down with my clients, what I talk about is with diversifying your investments is different buckets. I kind of use the bucket analogy. And, first off, we want to do something in regards to taxes. So we want to make sure we have, that pre-tax bucket, that money that you've been, putting away that's never been taxed that you're going to have to take out at some point due to RMDs. Then you've got that other bucket, that Roth bucket. Hopefully, people have some in there. That's a great bucket to take from because it doesn't, bring your taxable income up. And then, we have, after tax or, that bucket that maybe from that money that's in the brokerage account. And then maybe even savings or checking accounts. So we just want to have these options, different places to pull from. But then above and beyond that, we also want to diversify among your investments. And so with your investments, typically, we want to have some that are conservative or what we would consider much, much, much more safe, things that aren't going to fluctuate with the market, will be there in down markets. And then we have those other investments that you add a little bit more risk knowing that, the market will recover, the market will do its thing and it will go up and we just don't know when. So in those times when the market is in, kind of a downfall, you have that other safe bucket to take from if you need money. And so it just gives you options. And diversifying is another way to address, market risk.
Sure.
Is just by diversifying. And that's one of the things that is very important to do. And if you have too much investment risk in one, let's say you've got, two stocks, you've got a $250,000, $300,000 IRA and you've got two or three stocks. Well, that's a lot of risk. And you might've done pretty well. Say it was Microsoft, Amazon, and, companies that have done well over time. But, all it takes is just one, anything really. I mean, someone from Amazon doing some inside, you just don't know.
Yeah,
and then all of a
do.
Sudden there goes half your investment,
Yeah, so. Absolutely. And so again, diversification, that's a conversation that you have. And so retiring too early, is that a problem? Can that be a problem?
It can. And it can be addressed. And so if you're retiring too early because you're sick or hurt, and that does happen, That can certainly be a problem, and it's a harder problem to fix. But there are things you can do. There's always things you can do. But if you're retiring too early because you just feel you were able to retire and you realize now that you're not able to, and you figured this out, 2-3 years in, say you retired at, 58 or 59, well, you still have options, and maybe you can pick up a part-time job and pull money in. But yeah, retiring too early is a concern. I would say a lot of people that come in my office, though, it's the opposite. They just don't think they can ever retire. And oftentimes people are in better situation than they think they are. They just need someone else to tell them that.
That really has got to be a pretty important part of your job for someone that comes in and, oh, woe is me, I can't retire. You get to give them the good news.
Yeah. And sometimes we want to hear it 2 or 3 times because, they're used to pulling in money from a paycheck. And even people that have done a good job putting money away, it's a scary thought for them because, now they're no longer working and, they're no longer getting that paycheck. And so we've got to replace that paycheck. And even though it can be replaced with a lot of them, through distributions from their retirement accounts, annuities, things like that, it still gets a little bit scary because it's a new thing. And you know, I know personally, you know, change is not an easy thing for me sometimes, but it's inevitable and you've got to be able to do it.
Right. And so again, retiring too early, is there something as retiring too late? And what impact does that have?
Well, you know, retiring too late, I think is really important, because retiring too late means you missed out on all these retirement years that you could have enjoyed and, you know, done things, vacation, planned things out. You know, let's just say you retire at 70 years old and you could have retired at 65. And then let's say a couple years later, you get sick or, you know, whatever happens. Like I said, life throws you curveballs. Well, you've missed out on all that time that you could have enjoyed, you know, the fruits of your labor, and you've been able to, you know, just enjoy life. So retiring too late, you know, unless you like what you're doing, and that's a whole different story. You know, some people mm-hmm. are just working because they like what they're doing and it's something they enjoy doing. But if you're working because you don't think you have enough money and you do, then, you know, you're only, yeah, this life is finite, right? There's not, you're only here for so long. And if, you know, if you spend all that time working because you think you're not ready, and then when you finally do get to that point where you do and you just get sick, and then you've missed out on all that time that you could have been enjoying life.
Yeah, no kidding. And yeah, don't let that happen, right? I mean, and then we talk about inflation. We've talked about it ad nauseum, I think. And so basically, we can't overlook it. We can't ignore it. We have to essentially embrace it and adjust accordingly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And inflation is here to stay. And now, not at the level it is or that it was at. It is going down slowly. But I mean, the Feds have a 2% target. Honestly, I mean, I'm thinking it's probably going to go down closer to 3%. That's just my best guess. And there are other people that agree with that. 2% is a pretty lofty target compared to where we are right now. And it's I don't know if that's something that's going to be doable in the next year and a half or so. You know, because in order for that to happen, and we just heard it on the sound clip, I mean, jobs, we're going to have to lose some jobs, which is starting to happen. You know, Amazon's cutting more people, and you're seeing that across the news, and that's going to have a positive effect on the market. And that's what they're trying to do. But, you know, getting the inflation is an important piece, and you have to plan for it, because it's going to eat away at your retirement if you don't.
Absolutely. And then ignoring healthcare expenses, boy, as much as we want to ignore them, they cannot be ignored, because that's, boy, you want to talk about inflation? Healthcare inflation never stops.
It's here, and we've gotten a lot of advancement in technology, and we have all these new medicines and procedures, but they all have a cost that's more money than it may have been years ago. It's everything is expensive, and healthcare is one of the things that's gone up. And, you know, even if you have Medicare, and which, I mean, I would hope you have, you know, original Medicare and then an Advantage or a supplement, whatever it may be, you know, it does help. But even with those sort of plans in place, there's still a good amount of expenses that you can accrue. So I think I read a study, it says average 65-year-old couple can expect to spend, you know, over $315,000 in their lifetime for, you know, and this is for your Medicare premiums and just your out-of-pocket costs that come along with the plans. That's not even including long-term care. So there's still some heavy expenses that can be accrued even, you know, when you have a good Medicare plan in place.
Right. All right. Well, those are good things to know. And again, on that note, we have run up against the clock. Derek, let's go ahead and invite folks to call right now.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey folks, here it is. This is a great opportunity for you. Don't let it slip by. Make the phone call today. It's 833- 856-1384. It's just that simple. They've got spots on the calendar for you. If you make that call today, it's just a chance for you to get a true practical financial review. And if you need that second opinion, today's the day. Now's the time to call. You'll get a roadmap that helps get you to where you need to be in retirement. And you will get that with a phone call, 833-856-1384. That's 833-856-1384. We do need to take a quick break. We're coming back. We've got a lot more here on Financial Safari with Derek Hewitt.
Every week, we discuss concepts and strategies that you can use to create the retirement of your dreams. Well, when we come back, the advisor puts the consumer advocate on the spot with a retirement quiz.
This is such a blow to invest. You know what? Right now, breaking news in your stocks all around the world.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're unsure, worried, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Call Lance Gilman and the team at Northern Alliance Financial at 833-856-1384. Again, that's 833-856-1384.
Welcome back, everybody. Financial Safari is the program. Derek Hewitt is here. Derek is with Northern Alliance Financial. That's nafinancialadvisors.com, Northern Alliance Financial, a great little company that was once called Frisbee and Associates. They've grown bigger and better, and now they are Northern Alliance Financial. Same great folks, though, right?
Yeah. It's the same advisors, same locations. We've just grown. It's more than obviously Kevin and Frisbee and Associates. Yeah. And we thought this name was more all-encompassing. We're still doing the same things. You know, one of the things that we're doing is education seminars all across the state. You know, we have quite a few coming up. And, you know, I want to encourage any of the listeners, if you're interested in attending, you know, get some valuable insight and knowledge as to some things you can be aware of or look to try to accomplish in retirement, you know, give our office a call. And like I said, all over the state, and we're happy to, there's no cost to attend. And, you know, it's education. That's sure. One of the keystones to what we do.
Check out the website. That's nafinancialadvisors.com. Most all of the events are posted there, and you can sign up. You can also get a chance to sort of see behind the curtain and see who Northern Alliance Financial is, and I think you'll be surprised. Yep, it's the same as Frisbee and Associates. Same great folks. All right, yep. So now we're turning the tables, apparently. You're going to ask me retirement questions. Let's see if I can handle it.
All right, sounds good. So here's one. It's too late to start planning for retirement.
Well, that's false. It's never too late.
Yeah. And that's, I would agree with that. Okay. It is never too late. Cause yeah. Simple enough.
Yeah.
Next one. The 4% rule is all I need to follow in retirement to make my money last.
Yeah, maybe not so much. I think that 4% rule came about in the 90s, early 90s. And it's been sort of this benchmark or rule of thumb, but today, it may not be as effective. And I'm not saying it's not, but I'm not saying it is, right? Would you agree?
Yeah, you know, I don't think it is something that we can apply necessarily to everybody that comes in. It depends on what type of shape you're in and obviously what sort of income you have outside of your investments that's coming in. But it's not a hard, fast rule. And I think it applies less today because of, you know, the way things are, you know, with inflation and the cost of things going up and, you know, the type of returns that some people need to get in order to, you know, meet those is a little bit different than it was, you know, 20 years ago.
Right. But that's one of the things you said before, too, Derek, is that, you know, that bucketing strategy is kind of how you get a grasp on what we're doing and why.
Absolutely, because it allows you to hold off on taking money from investments that are down in value, let those recover. And, you know, so that way you can give it a chance to do that because it's the old sequence of returns, right?
I mean,
if you take money out when things are down, it's going to take that much longer for you to get back to where you were. Yeah. So if you have another bucket, that helps.
Absolutely. All right, what's next?
Long-term historical average returns will guide me to grow my retirement savings.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Yeah. And that's true because it's you know, if you look at a return that's averaged 8%, but it's got a really high standard deviation, it's, you know, it's all over the place, then yeah. You're not necessarily going to get 7% every year. And in fact, in something like that, you might be down 20% and up, you know, 8%, and it just all over the place. So it's not a standard, it's one of those standard returns where you can expect to get about 7%. And that holds true to the S&P too. I mean, what is it, 7 or 8% that it's averaged over time, but very few years has it actually done 7 or 8%. So sure. People have to keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm. All right. So there's that. And okay, what's next?
Once I'm in retirement, I'll be in a lower tax bracket.
I'm going to answer like an advisor. That depends.
Yeah, absolutely. It does. I think for a lot of people, you probably will be, but you might not. And if you know you're not going to be, and you will, because you're aware of these pensions and things you have coming in, well before you retire, then, doing a Roth conversion or maybe converting might make a lot more sense to do that. Because obviously, if you're in a higher tax bracket and we think we can agree that taxes are going to go up.
I think
then,
so.
Planning ahead of time and trying to move some of that money from that pre-tax state is probably not a bad idea.
Yeah. And let's see. What's next? What's the next question?
Yeah. So retirement marks the end of my professional career.
Really? I don't think so. I mean, I even when I retire, I'm probably going to keep working. Maybe not doing what I'm doing today, but I want to keep doing it. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I have quite a few clients that are still working. Actually, I would say more, not because they have to, but because they want to.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people are going to take their foot off the gas as they go into retirement and, do what they want to do when they want to do it. And that's really how it should be. So maybe you're working because, you like that social aspect. It keeps you busy using your mind or your body, whatever it may be. And that's going to benefit you because if you don't use it, you lose it. It like I said, with both, with your mind and your body. And, so a lot of people will pick up part-time or just, stay on a contractual basis, with their employer and, still have that extra income coming in, but it gives them, so that gives them obviously more options because of the extra income coming in, but they're doing it because they want to. And that's the key.
That really is the key, isn't it? I mean, working because you have to. I know that, you go to the grocery store sometimes and you see these, men, women, older, should be retired, but are there. You just look at them and you can see it in their face because they have to be.
It's sad. And we run into that sometimes with people coming in and, I try to put a positive spin on things, but I also have to be honest with people. And
yes.
If someone comes in thinking that obviously they can retire tomorrow and I don't think they can, and, they just are not in a good situation, not happy where they are. I'd recommend looking for another situation, but I have to do my job and tell them, listen, this is, in my opinion, this isn't going to be the best time to retire.
Right.
And it's tough news to deliver.
Yeah. And one of the other things that we talk about a lot is what?
Well, Social Security. Social Security won't be there. That's what we hear.
But that's not true. Of course it will be there in some form. It may not be exactly the way it is today, but it's going to be there.
Yeah. Yeah. And I tell you, that is probably one of the biggest concerns I hear from people coming in is that exactly. And so when I'm hearing that concern from somebody that's, 62, I tell them, listen, I you have nothing to worry about, really. I mean, because if they do make changes, which they may, to try to alleviate the issues that will come up at some point, what they'll do is they'll do it with, people that are younger and not already in Social Security age, most likely. But, even with what they're saying with Social Security running out of money, it's not necessarily going to run out of money, but it's just only going to be able to cover about 77% of the benefits because there's not going to be enough money coming in. So the fund will be depleted at that point, and so they'll need to figure something out. And that's by 2034. And I think if I know the government, I think what they'll do is they'll probably take from another bucket and Social Security is not going anywhere, but yeah, there probably will be some changes for younger folks on how to qualify for it.
Sure.
That's my guess.
All right. Well, again, that's all that we can do is sort of run that. But that's why we work with an advisor. That's why our plan has to change over time because, right, elements around us change.
There's things we have no control of. A lot of things we have no control of.
Yeah.
And so, there's always things changing. Not always for the better. And so we've just got to adjust and we got to do the best we can.
Sure. All right. Then let's move on.
Okay. Once I retire, I won't need to save money anymore.
Really? Well, maybe you should, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
I don't know.
It depends. I guess it depends on your situation, right? How much you have coming in on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. But certainly, you know, what I run into a lot is having clients that come in that have done a really good job of saving money and living, being very frugal. Okay. And when they get into retirement, now they have this nest egg and they could spend much more money than they're used to. And they can't get their heads around it. They've just been used to living in a certain way. And, you know, they know that they're never going to run out of money. Some people do need to save. It just depends on your situation.
Sure. Well, I think the one big thing is Social Security. And, I know we're kind of running out of time here, but Social Security, it is in fact taxable, isn't it?
It is. It is.
As long as you're beyond full retirement age, I mean, it's still going to be taxable, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, once you're past full retirement age, you don't have to worry about qualifying through means testing, meaning that if you make too much money on the outside, you're penalized. That goes away after full retirement age for most people would be right now the age of 67 or 66 and 8 months, somewhere around there. But yeah, there is something called provisional income, and it's a combination of your adjusted gross and any tax exempt income you have and half of your Social Security. So what they do is they put that together, and depending on what you're making, up to 50% or up to 85% of your Social Security can be taxable. And one of the things about that is those thresholds have never been adjusted for inflation. So, you know, for $25,000 to $34,000 for a single head of household, up to 50%. So if you're a joint filer, $32,000 to $44,000, excuse me. And then if you make more than $44,000 as a joint filer, up to 85% can be taxed. And they haven't increased that at all since it was enacted. I mean, they added the 85% bracket in 1993, but yeah, there hasn't been adjustments. And I mean, it would be nice if they made some adjustments to that as well.
Sure. Well, let's hope. And on that note, we are up against the clock again. Derek, let's go ahead and take another break and come on back.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, folks, here it is. This is a great opportunity for you to get that financial roadmap put together once and for all. It's a great opportunity to review your individual circumstances. There's no cost. There's no obligation. Find out what risks you might be taking. Are there any red flags that could be a potential problem for you down the line? How much are you paying in fees and commissions? Do you really know? What about potential tax liability? And what we were just talking about, finding security in a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security. Now, take advantage of this. It's a phone call away, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384. Quick break. We're coming back. Another segment right here on Financial Safari with Derek Hewitt.
When we come back, we've got questions from listeners. That and more right after this.
In life, there are defining moments.
You may kiss the bride.
You got the job, buddy!
Retirement is one of those standout, exhilarating times.
Carpe diem. Seize the day.
Meet at no cost with our local independent team who are here to help coach you along this journey. Call Lance Gilman, 833-856-1384. That's 833-856-1384.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Financial Safari, our final segment together. Derek Hewitt is here. Derek is a fiduciary, independent fiduciary. You're a Mainer, and you just said you don't like snow. What's up with that?
Yeah, you know, born and raised here. I actually did move to Tampa when I had originally met my wife for a couple of years. But, you know, I'm not a big fan of snow, but I am a big fan of the state. It's a great state to raise a family in. Not the cheapest, but it is a good state to raise a family in. And that's why I'm here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and we're glad because, you know, you're helping folks get to retirement and, you know, you bring a sense of, I think because you're from there, and I think that's one of the things that Northern Alliance that appeals to me is, you know, you've all got roots. You're all tied there. I mean, you know, I met an advisor who was in, I won't even say where he was, but he went from one area on one coast and then ended up in the middle of the United States. And I said, how did you get there? And he just said, well, they said, do a radio show. And so he went there and opened up a shop. As opposed to you, who, you know, you're from there, you understand the mentality, you understand the, I don't know, just everything that goes on. You've got the subtleties down.
Yeah, every one of the advisors here right now are all, you know, born and raised here. You know, may have taken off to different states for you know, different reasons, but have all returned here, raised families here, and Maine's a different place, and you know, it's tough to compare Maine to other markets when talking about you know, reaching an audience and how, you know, it's different, and so people do realize when you're from here, and it, you know, I think it helps dealing with somebody that's from this area and lived here.
Well, and I think from a client standpoint, there's some reassurance there too. It's like, well, you're not going to bounce out of here anytime soon. You're here.
Yeah, no, I'm not going anywhere, and I can't speak for the other advisors, but I'm pretty sure none of them are either. So, yeah.
I think you're probably right. All right, Derek, let's jump into some of these questions here. Arthur is up first. He is in Steep Falls. He's wondering, he says, I'm planning to retire at 62. I've got $250,000 in savings, and I have a paid-off rental house with a $1,400 a month rent income. My house that I live in is paid off, too. I'm not sure what to do with my savings. How might a financial advisor help me? What do you recommend?
Well, you know, Arthur, I think most financial advisors would agree with me that, you know, the $250,000 in savings, which is right around that FDIC limit.
Right.
$250,000 is quite a bit to have in savings. You know, if it's not there for a specific reason, meaning that, you know, you're a business owner, you need it for expenses and things like that. If it's just there because that's just where it's accumulated and stayed, then there are options and there are things that should be discussed. You know, some things you need to look at is, you know, diversifying, not diversifying with another bank and putting more cash there, but looking at some investment options, or, you know, to actually try to get something out of that. Because, look, if interest, you know, inflation, excuse me, is around 6% right now, you know, you're losing a good chunk of change each and every year that money sits there. That purchasing power is going down. So, you know, keep an emergency fund. I would certainly recommend that. And what that might look like depends on what your expenses are. But I would imagine it's probably not that high because of your, you know, rental income coming in. And then with that excess money, you know, we'd have a conversation about your risk tolerance. And then we would employ that bucket strategy. And, you know, we would try to find the best way to get you the best risk adjusted, you know, performance, you know, and good shape, though. Good shape to have that money there and have that rental income.
Well, yeah. It seems, you know, pretty got it pretty together there.
Yeah.
833-856-1384, Arthur. That's the number to call. Get your spot. And let's see. Edith has checked in from Bangor. She says, I was let go from a job recently and only have 2 weeks until my final 60 days are up. The 401k provider that my company went through is saying I can leave my funds there and I will only start getting penalized beginning in June of this year. I'm clueless when it comes to IRA funds and don't really want to cash out my 401k. Any help would be greatly appreciated. Yeah. Well, you can help her. That would be easy, huh?
That's easy. I mean, first off, you know, if you're no longer with the company, which obviously, you know, Edith is not or not going to be, then, you know, one of the things that you would need to do is sit down with an advisor and, first of all, talk about your risk tolerance and roll that into an IRA. You know, an IRA would be a rollover where you would have no taxable situation. It would go right from the 401k into there. And from there, you can invest in any and everything that's in the market. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that, Edith, you need to, you know, pick your own investments and try to pick up how to invest things that you've never really done in your life. But what you should do is talk to an advisor about, about what they can recommend for you, and find someone or a fiduciary that, that you're happy with. You know, give us a call and we'll put a plan together and roll those into an IRA. And then, that money's there for you whenever you need it.
Right. Good advice. 833-856-1384. Well, let's just keep it rolling. Michael has a question in Augusta. He says, I found a bank that has a 5% CD rate for an 18-month CD. I was debating whether I should throw some of my savings into this. What do you think?
Well, Michael, the 5% CD rate, 5% is a good safe return. And you don't have to worry about the risks. And if it's coming from your savings and you still have enough money there, it might not be a bad idea. I've had clients mention that to me too. Should we take some of our investments and put that in a CD? Or some people say, should we take most of our investments, put it in a CD for 12 to 18 months? And the thing I tell them is, yeah, what are you going to do after? And the problem with the way the market works is if you miss out on that big jump, you could miss out on quite a bit of return that you could have gotten had you stayed. Now, staying doesn't necessarily mean being in the riskier things, and you want to make sure you're diversified. But a CD, that's one option, especially for someone who really doesn't want to take on any risk. And if as long as it doesn't eat up most of your savings, then it might not be a bad idea.
Okay. Are there other alternatives right now that may be as good or better than a CD at 5% for 18 months?
Yeah. Well, as far as a CD goes, there are definitely options out there that we employ as part of that bucket strategy. And that's really one of our safe buckets. And there are things, you hear fixed indexed annuities, you hear annuities a lot. And sometimes they can have a negative connotation because, you hear about one kind, variable annuities, which are usually high fee products that have a lot of risk. But there are other types of annuities out there that can add a level of safety, just like your CD has, with the potential for a much higher return. So yeah, there are.
Okay, good. Folks, Michael, if you got any other questions or you'd like to get together with Derek, give us a call, 833-856-1384. And Lisa's up next. She's in Waterboro, and she is wondering, should I be contributing to my 401k or Roth 401k? My employer offers both, and I currently contribute 4% to the Roth and 3% to my 401k. Should I go full Roth? She says, I make $135,000 a year and anticipate that going up annually.
Yeah. One of the things, one of the things that's happened, Lisa, with the Secure Act 2.0, which we didn't have in place before, and this is something that's in place now, is that your employer can actually match your Roth contributions into that 401k, which, wasn't an option before, meaning that if you had an employer that was matching, the first 3%, and you put 3% in the Roth, that 3% that they match has to go into the, the pre-tax portion of the 401k. So that's a good option. And I tell people, if you have a Roth option through your 401k, not everybody does, but I'm seeing it more often now, put as much as you can afford there. A Roth is such a great tool to have. And as long as you can afford it, meaning that you're not taking that deduction from the money that you would normally put in to bring down your taxable income. So, you may want to work with an accountant to make sure that you're not putting yourself into a bracket that ends up costing you. But if you can afford it, it's going to make much more sense in the future, because that's that bucket, that Roth bucket that we talked about, where, that you can let that sit, cook. And when you take money out of there, you're not paying taxes on any of the earnings that have accumulated over time.
Right. All right, Lisa, 833-856-1384. We've got one more quick one here. Let's go to Andrew in Westbrook. Andrew says, if you apply for Social Security 3 months before you are eligible, as I've been advised to do, and you decide to not collect, how hard is it to back out?
So, Andrew, I tell people and my clients all the time, 3 months before is when you want to reach out. So that's a pretty common thing to hear. And you do get one do-over. And the way it actually works is, Andrew, you could actually collect your Social Security for up to a year. And you have that one do-over. And basically what it means is you can stop and you have to pay that back which can be quite a bit over a year. But if it's, you know, if you haven't even collected, or if you've been collecting for 1 or 2 months, you can do that and use your one do-over and then wait till a later time. So you can do that. And it's a lot easier to do if you do it sooner than later. You have less money to have to pay.
Okay, I like that. And again, on that note, we are up against the clock. I can't believe how quickly this show has gone, Derek.
I know.
It goes fast. Let's take
it. It goes quick.
It does indeed. Let's invite folks to call one last time today.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, there you go, folks. This is it. Last opportunity today to get that financial roadmap put together. Let Derek and the team at Northern Alliance Financial help you get that practical financial review. There's no cost. There's no obligation. Just make the phone call, 833-856-1384. It is a comprehensive financial review, no cost, no obligation. And you'll wind up with a roadmap that can help guide you, to help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. 833-856-1384. Again, 833-856-1384. Derek, as always, a pleasure to talk with you and get your insight on things. It's always fun. It goes by really quickly. And we'll check in with you in a few weeks.
Sounds good, Steve. I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, thanks, everybody, for listening. We really do appreciate it. And come on back next week. We'll have new topics and questions and more here on Financial Safari.
Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. This is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and not necessarily those of Foundations and its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or represent an express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific investment opportunity, offering, or issuer. Any discussion of performance or returns is not indicative of future results. Any mention of rates and guarantees provided by insurance products and annuities are subject to the financial strength of the issuing company, not guaranteed by any bank or the FDIC. Each individual investor situation is different, and ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Foundations only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company, not guaranteed by any bank or the FDIC. No legal or tax advice is provided. Always consult with a tax professional. All rights reserved.